It's been more than a month since the King Street bike lane opened in Honolulu. And while bike enthusiasts applaud the safer ride, several shop owners in the area are saying the confusion of where to park is killing their businesses. Gussie Schubert is the owner of Needlepoint Etc. She's been running the store for the past 2 decades and recently moved her shop to the King Street location off Pensacola, partly because of the parking spaces in the back, which now can be tricky to see.
But at least you could find the driveway before without having to look for it, you know, from 2 lanes out from the where you're supposed to be turning in.
Schubert points to the strip of green that runs alongside her storefront. It's known as a protected bike lane because a row of parked cars sits between cyclists and moving traffic, acting as a buffer. Schubert says the new parking situation is confusing her customers, as well as losing a lane of traffic on the already busy King Street.
It's not just the flow, it's not knowing where you're going, what lane is really open, what lane can I turn in, and it's confusing to people. People just don't know.
Schubert worries the new bike lane is cutting into her store's profit. Last month's sales were down nearly 50% what they were in November. She says if this continues, she may have to consider moving.
It's really hurt all the guys along King Street quite a bit.
Brian Kimada is the owner of a fishing supply store a couple blocks down. He says since the bike lane went up, many of his customers don't feel comfortable parking in the new lanes.
There is parking outside, but everybody is afraid to use it. People are afraid that you're not going to get rear-ended because it looks like your car is just sitting in the middle of traffic.
Daniel Alexander is with the Hawaii Bicycling League, one of the city's strongest supporters of the cycle track. He says of the 55 other cities with protected bike lanes across the country, many have actually seen economic growth.
There are studies that look specifically at where they've put in protected bikeways and seen that retail sales went up, rent vacancy rates went down.
City officials say while we're still in transition, they're hoping with time drivers will catch on. Jesse Broder Van Dyke is the communications director for Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell.
It's definitely a learning curve for drivers. It does require an adjustment period, but we're optimistic that in the next few months people will get the hang of it and they'll understand that you can park on King Street exactly like you did before, just one lane over.
Broder Van Dyke assures me this is still a pilot project. In 2 years, the city will look at accidents and complaints to assess whether or not to continue the bike lane. Molly Solomon for HPR News.